Nolte, growing poll numbers show America is finally on the right track. By John Nolte on January 22, 2020. The right track / wrong track numbers are the best we've seen since February of 2017. Reports Rasmussen polling, and well above the dismal numbers that defined the last year of Barack Obama's failed presidency. Currently, the Rasmussen weekly poll of 2,500 likely voters shows that 45% believe the country is headed in the right direction, while 51% say we are headed in the wrong direction. The previous week, the right track number was 40%, while the wrong track sat at 55%. So what we have here is the best showing for this number, in this particular poll, in 3 years. The good folks over at Real Clear Politics, RCP, also keep track of this number in their poll of polls. As of now, the RCP average is that 39% see us on the right track, while 54% say the wrong track. That's a 15-point spread. Granted, that is a much wider spread than Rasmussen. But the average of that number in the RCP poll of polls has been steadily improving since October of 2017, when the spread was 36 points, 28% right track, 64% wrong. What's more, if you look at the right-slash-track-wrong-track numbers throughout Obama's presidency, except for the very beginning of his hopey-slash-changey administration, and a very short time in December of 2012, the right-track-slash-wrong-track number was much, much wider during his 8 years. We're talking about a steady 25-35% gap. There is just no question that under Trump, more people are satisfied with the direction of the country. And why wouldn't they be? Although the fake new media have spent 3 years attempting to sow discord and disruption with their various anti-Trump hoaxes, Russia collusion, hate crimes, Ukraine, etc., thanks in large part to Trump's policies abroad and at home, we are, for the first time since September 11, 2001, enjoying an era of real peace and prosperity. Obama's stupid economic policies, higher taxes and the looming threat of even higher ones, overregulation, the Obamacare boondoggle, and all the uncertainty, put a boot on the throat of what should have been a robust recovery after the 2008 recession. Overseas, Obama was unsure, Syria, or stupidly interventionalist, Libya, while allowing ISIS to flourish. And let's not forget the non-stop anxiety with our southern border constantly under siege by waves and waves of illegal immigrants. A problem Trump is a long way from solving. But thanks to his diplomatic work with Mexico and the border wall, this is also improving. So far, Trump has beautifully managed foreign policy in a way that has not only kept us out of foreign entanglements, he's also tamped down aggressors such as North Korea and Iran. And let's not forget how he whooped ISIS or how he solved an ancient border dispute between Syria and Turkey while the fake news media were yelling about a coming Kurd Holocaust and World War III. On top of that, the economy is booming. Jobs are being created, real wages are up for the first time in decades. Energy prices are low, and the Trump policies that have made us energy independent have ensured no spike in pump costs when things go sideways overseas, such as this recent dust-up with Iran. Honestly, you cannot overestimate how this kind of stability affects people's peace of mind. Going back to 2015, I've kept a close eye on the right track/wrong-track numbers. The gap in these numbers over the previous 10 years, reaching all the way back to George W. Bush's presidency, told me people were desperate for change, and that 2016 could not be a matchup between Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton, as the experts predicted. People desperately wanted something new. Why would they go back to Clinton and Bush? Well, I was wrong about Clinton. Hideous Hillary won the primary, but Bernie did give her a hell of a run. And Bernie is a 485-year-old Marxist. How's that for change? In the GOP 2016 field, though, Republicans chose the least conventional candidate of my lifetime, and it paid off with a White House win. Regardless of how people feel about Trump personally, the right track/wrong track numbers show a stable sense of satisfaction with the way things are going for the first time some 15 years. That's a big deal. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.